Did you know that as a woman who is trying to work on her feminine energy, who is trying to embody her feminine essence, one of the worst things you can do for that is letting a feminine man into your life, romantically speaking. In summary, a feminine man will force you out of your feminine. So if your goal is to be feminine in a relationship and stay grounded in that, let's talk about how to spot a feminine man. Welcome back to The Creation of Her. We talk about all the good stuff here, not only feminine energy and dating, but also finances, career, productivity, and everything under the sun, so that I can help you close the gap between who you are now and the woman that you want to be, aka her. So let's get into today's episode, which is all about spotting the red flags that tell you that you are dealing with a feminine man, how to respond to them, and how to spot a masculine man. Now, obviously, this video is for the people who want to be the feminine in a relationship, that believe in that balance structure. If you are more fluid with your relationships, this probably is not going to apply to you, so just keep that in mind. This episode is very much for a specific target audience. Now, obviously, when it comes to feminine and masculine energy, I just want to preface that both genders and both people in a couple dynamic both have feminine and masculine energy. One is just more dominant than the other, and in like a traditional, quote-unquote traditional, let's say, relationship, usually the man, if it's a male and female relationship, the man is going to be hopefully in his healthy masculine and the woman in her healthy feminine. And again, this is not to be confused with being emotionally intelligent or expressive. This is more about imbalance dynamics, passivity, and the lack of leadership in relationships from the masculine side especially. Number one, he avoids taking the lead. If so-called man always leaves the decision-making up to you, from planning dates to setting relationship direction, if you feel like the one who is steering the ship all of the time, he's probably in his feminine. Now, it is my true belief deep down that women steer the wheel when it comes to pacing the relationship. And you know what? There's a lot of manipulative things that us women do behind the scenes. And I know you know what I'm talking about. And these manipulative things really makes it seem like the man is in control, but we know that we're really the ones in control. However, if you're in your healthy feminine, you know, especially straight on, not to have those conversations like, oh, what are we, or all of that stuff. Because at the end of the day, you want the healthy masculine to take the lead and want it to almost seem like his idea to be in a relationship, to have commitment, to get married, etc. So you should sit back in his feminine and it should seem like he is the one in control. And this even goes into smaller things, like he should be taking the lead in planning dates. Of course, he should be the one that's texting you, that's like, hey, be ready on Thursday at 8 p.m. Again, from time to time, especially if you're a little further on in the relationship, it's normal for him to be like, what do you want to eat? Like, what are you feeling? Just so he gets an idea of what you like so he can satisfy you, because a healthy masculine's job is to make you happy. But that should come from a place of wanting to make you happy. Not, it shouldn't be him all the time being like, what do you want to do? What do you want to eat? Because he just lacks direction and lacks the ability to plan. Moving on. Two, he is emotionally chaotic and overall just not emotionally intelligent. So women tend to develop a bit before men when it comes to emotional intelligence. This is not always the case. It's just a pattern that we see. A 20-year-old woman can probably communicate and decipher her emotions a bit better than a 20-year-old man. Again, not the rule. It just happens to go that way in a lot of cases. I don't want to say it's totally a feminine thing. I would say it's more so him not being in his healthy masculine energy. He could also just have wounded masculine energy, but that's like a whole other thing. We don't really care about the vocabulary terms, okay? We're trying to decipher the red flags here. So if he's emotionally chaotic and he's in his feelings, but he's not in control of them. For example, he has mood swings, he has passive aggressive behavior, or he's making you responsible for regulating his emotions. That is a man in his feminine energy. Hand him his lip gloss and say bye-bye. Because that is the recipe for a toxic relationship, because it's like his feelings are always going to be your problem. He's always going to be reactive to his feelings. And when a healthy masculine man is emotionally intelligent enough, he can compartmentalize his feelings. He can feel them out. If he needs to go to the gym, need to do whatever to, you know, let off some steam, he will do that. But then after that, he will back it by logic, try and decipher what his feelings are so that he can act accordingly or communicate accordingly in a healthy manner. Number three, he deflects responsibility. If when there is a problem, it's always somebody else's fault, and he's never is responsible for his own wrongdoings or honestly just the problems in his life. Like, if he doesn't understand that either whatever his belief is or how he may word it, that either we attract our situations in our life or that simply we are in control of the multiple problems in our lives, if he's always quick to victimize and be like, oh, well, this happened to me or this is happening to me because of X, Y, and Z, basically a bunch of external factors not including him, if he just struggles to take accountability and always prefers to blame or play the victim, that is a man in his feminine energy, and you better run, because that will also drain the energy out of you and put you directly in your masculine. Number four, he's inconsistent and flaky. A healthy masculine man knows what he wants. And that being said, he's not here to play games. If one day he's all in and then the next day he's MIA, he is portraying an imbalanced feminine energy and overall just immaturity. If you want to know if this is happening to you, if you're constantly guessing where you guys stand, this is happening to you and you are experiencing this red flag. A healthy masculine man who knows what he wants, who knows that it's you that he wants, is not inconsistent, is not super flaky, and trust me when I tell you, you will know till the inside of your bones. I don't even know if that's a saying, it just makes sense. You will know that he wants you, that he likes you, and that he is pursuing you. And I'm telling you that firsthand, there will never be a doubt in your mind when it's a healthy masculine that is pursuing you. So if he's inconsistent and flaky, it's either he's in his feminine energy or he simply just does not like you and you should move on. Number five, he looks to you for validation and direction. A masculine man is more so looking to you for a part of his purpose. Eventually, when you become his woman, maybe his wife, whatever the case is, you're part of his purpose. Part of his purpose is providing for you, making sure you're happy, especially if you're the mother of his kids. Now you're the mother of his kids, etc., etc. Looking to you for purpose or having you as an inspiration for purpose is very different than looking to you for validation and direction. If he needs your approval to feel secure, or he asks your permission to act, to go out, to do this, to do that, to buy this shirt that he likes or these shoes that he likes, rather than confidently making his own move, you better put that boy back in his dollhouse. It's normal for a man to seek your intuition, especially in a business deal or an investment or in whatever the case, because he trusts your intuition. But if he's constantly seeking validation for little things that are not a big deal and don't really matter, he's in his feminine energy. Number six, and for me, this is a huge one, and honestly, such a big turnoff, is if he lacks purpose or drive. Immediately, for me at least, the first thing that I look for in a man, once we're past his looks and whatever, when I actually get to talking to a guy, the first thing I'm looking for is ambition. Could be because I'm very ambitious, so I need someone who's probably more ambitious, but just a man with no clear ambition, with no long-term goals, that is a man in his feminine. He's just going with the flow of life. Feminine is flow. Masculine is direction. If he's just going with the flow, oh, I'm gonna see where life takes me. Hello. Hello, King. What about where you're gonna take life? Like, tell me that. I'm not about to depend on a man who has no idea where he's going in life, or at least a man with no plan of where he wants to go. A man with no ambition is probably the biggest red flag, and you should run. Don't be expecting that man to provide for you, to take care of you, to even be stable. He doesn't know what he wants. He doesn't even know what he wants his foundation to be. So don't expect a foundation to lay on. Number seven, if you feel more like his mom than his partner, he's probably in his feminine, and you are most definitely in your masculine. If you're always guiding him, if you're always reminding him of things, if you're always picking up his slack, if that makes sense, you are in your masculine and it's draining, and therefore he's obviously in his feminine. Because the thing about feminine and masculine energy, you guys cannot both be feminine. You guys both cannot be masculine. You can be friends and both be feminine, right? That's a friendship, that's a girl friendship. Or you can both be masculine, maybe you're business partners, but that's not a relationship. No relationship can be feminine and feminine, or masculine and masculine. One has to outweigh the other. If he's going to be more in his feminine, it's going to push you in your masculine. And if he is going to be more masculine, it's going to push you more in your feminine. And also, if you are acting masculine, he naturally is going to fall back more in his feminine. So if you're acting like his mom, that's more of a you thing. But if he's allowing it, and he's not like, ew, you're acting like my mom, or stop doing that, I don't like it, or just basically putting you in your place, there's an imbalance of energies. Number eight, if he weaponizes vulnerability, that is a man in his masculine. Oh my gosh, I have seen this time and time again, and the girls fall for it every single time. When he gives you a sob story, okay, and mind you, a lot of the times this sob story, it's exaggerated, it's not even true, it's not even the full story, he knows what he's doing, okay? Oh, especially, it's such a red flag if he gives you a sob story within like the first one or two dates. That is such a man in his feminine who is weaponizing, like using his vulnerability, because he knows us, like guys know that us girls want guys to open up to us. They know that we want that, but when they take advantage of it and they force it, oh my gosh. And then when you guys fall for it, oh. Or also they can manipulate by guilt tripping or by trying to control basically the emotional temperature of the relationship. If they're just doing too much with the hot and cold, and they're just using all of this emotional and vulnerable and sob story and all of this dumb stuff to basically manipulate the relationship, manipulate you, and just all of this immature stuff. See how that just sounds like a bunch of word vomit? That's what it really feels like. He's totally in his feminine, because a healthy masculine, he's confident, he knows where it's going. If he just follows the rules, pursues, everything will go to suit if you guys are the right people for each other. He doesn't need all of that manipulation stuff and trying to emotionally sway you. That is a woman's job. Number 9, if he competes with you instead of supporting you in your goals, oh my gosh, that is a guy in his feminine. If your wins threaten him or he gets jealous of your power, he is totally in his wounded feminine energy. The guys that I know that are in their healthy masculine or just masculine men, they will look at my goals, which to me and to other girls might seem big, and I may have accomplished a lot, which I have, but they will look at my goals and either fully support me, think it's super cool, or they're just way more successful for me, so they think it's cute, but they're yet still so proud, you know? That's what it feels like to be with a masculine man. When you're with a feminine man, you feel like you can't even like talk to them about your goals, your ambitions, or your achievements. One of my exes that I dated was so threatened by my work. Now, this is when I was like a couple years younger, and a lot of the guys our age were not really working, and neither were the girls, obviously. So basically, I was working and he wasn't. Okay, let's put it this way. Because we were in university, and that's totally normal. But other guys I had talked to or been on dates with in university thought that it was cool that I was working. They didn't really see it as like a big threat unless they were in their wounded feminine energy. So this guy would bring me down, would bring my work down, was just like not supportive at all with my work, and was not trying to help me level up. And it's not till later on when I analyzed and learned about all this stuff that I was like, oh my gosh, that guy was so in his wounded feminine, and it was putting me way in my masculine too, and my body was giving me all the signs as well. If he just tries to one-up you instead of uplifting you and supporting your goals and doing everything to be your support system in your goals and ambitions, let him go. Give him his lip gloss and let him go. Number 10, he struggles with boundaries. Whether he's over-attached, whether he's people-pleasing, or whether he struggles to say no and put his foot down, that is a man who's not really embodying his healthy masculine energy. Healthy masculine men are contained. They can contain themselves. They understand containment and structure. They know when to say no. They know when to put their foot down, and that is the hottest thing ever. Nothing screams feminine energy to me in a guy more than a guy who does not know how to say no and who is just people pleasing. Like, imagine you have a man, okay, and he's a so-called businessman, like he's disciplined, he goes to the gym, he has his work calls, like hot masculine provider man, and he doesn't know how to say no when his friends are like, oh, I need help, or oh, let's go to the club, or oh, let's go out here, or basically distract him from his goals. And you're telling me he doesn't know how to say no, or doesn't know how to be like, how to do a rain check or something, or how to be like, sorry bro, I'm working right now? That's an ick. Moving on. It boggles my mind how some women really don't have a feminine dar, that radar that screams feminine man, feminine man, feminine man. Especially if you are trying to be the feminine woman and you are in this whole movement of getting into your feminine energy to lead a better life as a woman, you better get that radar on point. All right, let's get into specifics, okay? I want to give you real specific examples. You guys, the red flags can be so minuscule and they can start from day one. For example, let's say a guy gives you his number instead of asking you for yours, and therefore is already inviting you to lead from day one. He's already trying to set up the dynamic of you hitting him up first, etc., etc. I am sorry, I do not remember the last time I accepted a guy giving me his number. Because me, I'm blunt. Like, if you're my friend, you know I'm blunt. I will literally look at the guy. I don't care if I met you that day. I will be like, ew. I will literally look at him and be like, I'm supposed to text you? And I will probably never talk to the guy again, honestly. And usually they're like, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. But if I accept that feminine, masculine, this dynamic from the beginning, that's it. It's ruined since day one, in my opinion. At least me. I just don't like to waste time. Now, this is the thing about women, okay? And I love this about us. Just how guys like to test us and test our boundaries, especially our sexual boundaries, etc., to see how far we're willing to go. We love to test a man and see how far he's willing to go to fix our problems, or if he's willing to fix them at all. I think that's beautiful. So they can test us, but we can't test them? Mm-mm. So when you put that test, or when you actually have a genuine problem and you tell him about it and he goes, damn, that's crazy, or tells you like what to do instead of doing everything that he can in his power to fix it as far as he can, baby girl, I'm gonna need you to hand him your lip gloss and move on. Oh my gosh, when a guy responds with damn that's crazy, like, please get out of my phone. A masculine man solves, provides, and protects, period. He doesn't want you stressed. He doesn't want you having any problems. He wants you to be happy and stress-free so that you can give him your best feminine energy so he can be happy and stress-free. I don't think I even needed to say this, but if he's comfortable, especially if he's not your man, comfortable asking for money or something weird like that, ew. If he doesn't initiate, call, or follow up after dates, either one, he's not that into you, or if he's like playing that game waiting for you to follow up or for you to text first or you to initiate, that's a guy in his feminine energy, move on. If he's okay receiving more than he gives, number one, why are you giving so much? But number two, he's comfortable in his feminine energy, cut it off. Either cut off that flow of masculine energy coming from you, or cut off the situation. Because then you're there, stuck in your masculine energy, over-functioning, giving, not getting anything in return. That's an imbalance and it will make you sick. Another thing, masculine men don't ask, what do you bring to the table? They know that your feminine essence is enough for them. If they're in their healthy masculine, they just want to be around you. They just want to soak up in your femininity. If he's expecting you, again, to give, to bring things to the table, let it go. He is the one, and it's even in nature, guys. Like, have you ever seen those videos of birds dancing and the male is like trying to show off all the feathers to impress the woman? It is in nature. It is in our human nature and in our animalistic nature, whatever you want to call it, for the man to try and impress the woman. He doesn't need you to bring anything to the table, okay? He's the one trying to impress you, and he will do so if he is a healthy masculine man and he has things to impress upon, you know? And lastly, if he's obsessed with his looks but brings nothing else, that is vanity and that is not masculinity. It's not weird if you are a feminine man and that is what you embody, king, do your thing, you know what I mean? But if you're a feminine woman looking for a masculine man and he's all obsessed with his vanity and nothing else, and he thinks that that's all he needs, bye. Majority of the time, us women in our feminine, we don't even care. Like, we want to be the pretty ones, you know? We don't care how pretty you look or whatever the case is. Like, what do you bring beyond your looks? Nothing is harder than a guy who is so in his masculine and can protect and provide for you and solve all your problems. Like, that is 100 times hotter than a guy who is like the next top model. Okay, but now, how do we spot a masculine man? Very easy. It's simple. Trust me, you will know when you feel in your feminine. I think that's the biggest indicator, and you just feel like you can turn your brain off with the guy. Like, you just feel safe, you feel protected, you feel like you talk to him about your problem or your problems and they'll get fixed, or he'll at least do his best. Again, providing and whatever, it doesn't mean about money, it's more about the mindset around it, just wanting to make you happy, wanting to see you happy, wanting to solve your problems. A masculine man, I will always say, he provides, he protects, and he leads. He leads with the dates, he sets the dates, he leads the relationship, he kind of indicates when you take that next step in the relationship. You're probably manipulating along the way, but he doesn't know that. He thinks he's taking the lead, and let it happen that way. He wants to protect you from the big, bad, scary world out there. He's grounded. He's not reactive. He's not going to react on all his emotions quickly. He's going to sit back in whatever he feels or whatever situation is happening so that he can stay grounded and just not overreact and basically mess everything up. And that leads into the next point, which is him just acting with clarity and acting with conviction. Masculine men tend to be pretty logical, and they will sit in that logic for a bit before they just go and say anything. He initiates, but after initiating, most importantly, he follows through. He's a man of his word. Again, like I said, he makes you feel safe, and maybe you can't even explain why, but you just do feel safe around him. And again, so important, especially, I know if you're watching this, if you watch my channel or you listen to my podcast, you are probably somewhat of an ambitious woman, and therefore you need a healthy masculine man who does not compete with you. In fact, he elevates you, and he wants to see you grow, and he wants the best for you, and will even invest in you or help you invest in you if that's what's needed for you to reach your goals. And if you have a problem, if you come to this guy with a problem, which I feel like is such an important test to see if a guy is in his healthy masculine energy, he is going to make space for you to have problems. He's going to talk to you about it, and he's going to initiate a way to solve whatever problem you're having. He's not going to respond with the problem that he's having and trying to one-up you in the problem area. He wants you to be calm calm and stress-free, and he wants to take the load off of you. He wants to feel like the hero. Like I said, as a woman trying to remain in her feminine energy and who is either in a relationship, open to a relationship, actively dating, etc., it's very important that we can spot what a feminine man looks and feels like so that we can stick with our goals of aligning with a healthy masculine man, if of course that's your goal. I hope this video helped you. Let me know if you want more videos in this area or this topic about dating, romance, etc. I am low-key in the mood to talk about dating these days. I've recently been like on a productivity kick, but I'm also open to anything. If you guys have any questions, you want advice on anything, feel free to comment below or DM me. All my socials are always linked in the description box or in the show notes if you're listening on the podcast. If this video helped you, make sure to like, comment, and share to someone else who you think this might help. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye!